Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, in Florida, candidates there spent about $100 million on the primary elections they had yesterday, and they had a very, very high turnout around voters who faced some pretty harsh weather conditions to get there. Here's some results in brief. Four-term Representative Kendrick Meek defeated real estate billionaire Jeff Green in the Democratic Senate primary. Meek will then go on to a general election fight with Republican Marco Rubio and Republican-turned-independent Governor Charlie Crist. To talk about other results, we have Jeff Zeleny, White House reporter for our partner The New York Times, and Sergio Bustos. He's the Miami Herald political editor. Jeff, I just gave the results of the Democratic Senate primary, but looking at the results coming out of Florida, are there any results that kind of struck you as being odd or maybe having implications for November?
I think one of the results that is going to play into this enthusiasm out there among voters are the number of people who voted for Marco Rubio in the Republican primary. He received more than a million votes, significantly more than all of the Democrats combined on the Kendrick Meek and Jeff Green side, and obviously more than Charlie Crist would have received, who is not running against anyone as an independent. So I think the enthusiasm here is clearly at least alive on the Republican side, you know, and it may have to have some catching up to do on the Democratic side. But it's a three-way contest, so neither Crist nor Meek nor Rubio have to get to 50%. The bar is much lower.
Well, Sergio Bustos of the Miami Herald, let me ask you about that three-way contest. What is Charlie Crist's chances as an independent going up against Rubio and Meek?
Well, he believes his chances would have been much better because he would have been crying this morning. He would have been pounded by Marco Rubio, who really ran a smart campaign from the beginning to really boot him out of the Republican Party. I mean, Crist left because he knew he didn't have a chance to beat Rubio, and he made a smart move because he would have been a losing side this morning.
Well, Kendrick Meek had a lot of support from big names in the Democratic Party. Here's a little bit of tape of him thanking them.
I want to thank President Obama for helping me with this victory. I want to thank President Clinton for coming down here and holding rallies.
We've talked a little bit, Sergio, about the impact that sitting presidents have or other political figures have on races. Did either Clinton or Obama have an effect on this race?
Oh, certainly. They helped him out. But let's give Meek some credit here. He didn't defeat Jeff Green. He dismantled him with a ground game and by hammering Green at making money off the housing crisis. He beat him by a staggering 26 percentage points.
That's
a rout.
Well,
that's,
you know,
a rout.
Jeff Zeleny, let me ask you about the one that has a lot of people talking, and that was the Republican primary for Florida governor. And many Republicans surprised this morning that the party favorite, Bill McCollum, who's the state attorney general, was beaten handily by Rick Scott, who's a hospital exec who outspent him quite a bit. It was the closest race. What do you think ended up being the deciding factor there?
Well, I think one of the deciding factors on that to race was, I mean, certainly Rick Scott put up a good alternative for voters. Bill McCollum has been in public office, public life for a very long time. Rick Scott certainly exemplifies this type of insurgent outsider candidate. So it was different than the Meek race. It was different in the sense that Republicans, at least that I talked to during several reporting excursions in Florida, they were never that thrilled about Bill McCollum. They were never that excited about him. And the it also shows that the Republican primary electorate is different than the Democratic one. It has this energy in it that we haven't seen in recent years. So Rick Scott tapped into that, and now it will make the Florida governor's race a very interesting race.
Well, Sergio, you know, we heard so much going into all of these primaries about the anti-incumbent further, and in the end, incumbents are winning most of their races. Do you think that the primary, Republican primary for governor between McCollum and Rick Scott was simply down to not wanting the insider?
Yeah, I think it was a victory for Republican voters. I mean, as Jeff was saying, I mean, more than 1.2 million voted in the primary. That's about 350,000 more than Democrats. But let me just make this point. Republicans won't be singing Kumbaya today because Bill McCollum's concession statement, I should say, was truly nasty. He didn't even mention Scott. But it doesn't matter to Scott. Scott revels in being the outsider, and he's looking to remaining the outsider, the anti-establishment candidate as we go into November.
Sergio, if you ever find a Republican singing Kumbaya, will you send that picture to our website? We really want to see that. Sergio and Jeff, let me ask Jeff first. You talked about this excitement within the GOP electorate in Florida. I mean, maybe that's the theme here. Does that translate into crossover votes in the general and possibly a trend leading to 2012, Jeff and then Sergio?
I'm not sure it translates into crossover votes at all. I think, you know, we'll certainly find out in Florida. It's going to be one of the top laboratories of this. With Charlie Crist's candidacy, our voters of all stripes across the board, are general election-type voters, are they mad at Republicans also a little bit or just Democrats? We'll find out. But I don't know that it translates across the board.
Sergio, would you agree?
Sure. Let me tell you two words. Mike McAllister. Who is this GOP candidate? He got 10% of the vote in the governor's race yesterday. And guess how much money he spent? $8,000. Rick Scott spent $50 million. I did the quick math at 2 in the morning. It's $84 per voter for Scott and 6 cents for McAllister. Now, the Republican voters spoke loud and very proud today, or last night.
Wow, that is interesting.
Sergio, quickly, is there any particular reason why these votes coming out of Florida have more implications nationally than in any other state?
Well, you know, it's a swing state, and Florida is always unpredictable. You know, they still some candidates still come down here and try to speak Spanish to a Hispanic community that's been long established. It's just a very unpredictable state. There's so many factors. I mean, look, we live in a state with two time zones. That should say enough.
Sergio Bustos, Miami Herald politics editor, and Jeff Zeleny, White House reporter for The New York Times, talking about the results of the primary elections in Florida.